This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 315,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and there are now more than 4.7 million confirmed infections. In the United States, there are nearly 90,000 virus-related deaths and approximately 1.5 million confirmed cases. U.S. President Donald Trump called into a charity golf tournament broadcast Sunday and promised Americans a speedy return to normalcy. That sounded far more optimistic than most experts say is realistic. Now, Mr. Trump hailed the event broadcast on NBC and said he'd like to see crowds packing into sports venues by this fall, whether or not a cure for the coronavirus is developed. Experts, however, say finding a cure that fast is far from certain and have warned that easing restrictions too quickly could cause the virus to rebound. Skin doctors suddenly are looking at a lot of toes as concerns grow for some people. A sign of COVID-19 may pop up in an unusual spot. They're being called COVID toes, red sore and sometimes itchy swellings on the toes. The American Academy of Dermatology says don't race to the emergency room if the digits are the only worry. It has issued advice earlier this month that a telemedicine check is the first step for people wondering if they have COVID toes and who have no other reason for urgent care. Australia is urging China to engage in discussions to ease trade tensions after Canberra called for an international inquiry into the origins of the new coronavirus. China, accusing Australia of playing petty tricks, recently suspended beef imports from four of Australia's largest meat processors and is considering imposing hefty tariffs on imports of barley. In an interview Sunday, Australia's Trade Minister Simon Birmingham said that he had asked for talks with his Chinese counterpart. This is VOA News.